Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live during the liturgy at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the Solemnity of Corpus Christi, 2017.
Good afternoon. We celebrate today Corpus Christi, the annual celebration that focuses us in on the gift of the Lord's body and blood. I'm going to go back to the first reading with you to kind of start there. So we have the Israelites in the desert, and they're in a place where the only food that they have to eat is the miraculous food that the Lord gives in the form of the manna. And were it not for that gift, where they were physically fed with that food, they would have died in the desert. And so the manna became for them food for the journey that they were making through the desert to the promised land. So it was real food without which they would have died, they would have perished. And what the Lord did there for his people in the desert, all of that was a prefiguring of the gift that the Lord Jesus gives us in his own body and blood. And so, you know, we've talked about this before, but there are those beautiful parallels where the Israelites were in the desert on their way to the promised land. We are in the desert of this life here on earth. The promised land is eternal life in heaven. And just as they were fed, I mean, given real food that provided them with real strength to make that journey to the promised land, so too now for us, the Lord gives us the gift of his own body and blood, which is real food, real spiritual food that we need in order to make the journey through this life, the desert of this life, to our eternal home, the promised land of heaven. And so there are all of those different beautiful parallels between them, but that the event of the first reading, it prefigures the gift that you and I are given now. And I guess the most important thing that we could ever really come to appreciate and to really deeply know is how necessary the gift of the Lord's body and blood is as food for the journey that we are on to the promised land of heaven. I mean, to really believe deeply, Lord, without the gift of your body and blood, without that very real food, Lord, we can't make it. And just as the Israelites came to know as a matter of life or death, without the manna that you give us, we're going to die here. One of the greatest blessings that we could receive is that deep realization, Lord, without this gift, we aren't going to be able to make it. And the Lord makes it that clear in the gospel when he's teaching us that the one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, he has life within him. And unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have life. So one of the greatest gifts that we could receive is to really know, Lord, without this, we're not going to make it. Part of the difficulty for us is that, unlike the Israelites, when they were in the desert, when they left Egypt, they did not leave with 40 years worth of food, right? They did not pack up a whole bunch of the MREs or, you know, dehydrated food. Okay, we're set. We've got snacks and dinner and breakfast and lunch for 40 years. They had nowhere else to turn but to the Lord. Now, when he did that for them, it seems harsh, but what he was doing in that was really wanting to break them from any connection they had to their old life in Egypt. So, as tough as it was, being in the desert was actually a great mercy from the Lord. Because they learned, Lord, it's you or it's nothing. But we're in a different place. Spiritually, We are hungry. It's the way God made us. We are hungry for mercy, for love, for spiritual power that the Lord wants to give. We have all kinds of deep spiritual hungers, but unlike the Israelites, we have so many different things that we can end up turning to try to satisfy those deeper spiritual hungers. And so for the average Catholic, probably we are not nearly as aware of how much we need this food, which is the Lord's body and blood. We're not aware of how much we need it as we really do need it. We don't fully comprehend it, because unlike the Israelites in the desert who had nothing, there are so many different things that we can end up trying to feed ourselves with to take care of those deeper longings. And so this Sunday, as we celebrate Corpus Christi, I guess what I wanted to do was just put that before us and get us thinking around that. Lord, help me to know how much I need this gift of your body and blood. And help me to be aware of all of the different ways that I'm trying to put like the equivalent of spiritual junk food into my heart and my soul, thinking that that will get me through this life's journey to heaven. Help me to know the ways I do that, so that I can let that go in order that I might come to Sunday Mass genuinely, deeply hungry for you. Back right after Easter, at one of our 4:30 Masses, a number of you stumbled into one of our First Communion Masses that we had at the 4:30. We had an earlier one, and then with the 4:30 Mass. If you were there at that 4:30 Mass, you remember I had this giant nutritional label that I had, like, just I blew up on the computer printer, huge. And I asked our second graders, if there was one of these labels on the gift of the Eucharist, and of course there's not, but if there was a label that told us what we are putting into our heart and our soul when we feed on the body and the blood of the Lord, what would be on that nutrition label? Like, what would be the spiritual equivalent of that for the Eucharist? And I was amazed how well our second graders got it and understood it. So one of the little kids who was sitting over here at either the first or the second communion mass raised his hand. I said, what would be on the nutrition label in terms of like the spiritual vitamins that we get? And he said, 100% wav. That's love, but with a second grader's voice. But love, we get love from that. We do. I mean, this is the love of the Lord himself poured out and given to us. Other kids were responding with things like mercy or God's power. And it's true. But at that level, they understood it, that there's very real gifts that the Lord gives us in his body and his blood. The problem is this: most of us don't come to Sunday Mass hungry for the gift, because throughout the week, when our hearts get restless for love, for authentic mercy and forgiveness, when we get hungry for a sense of meaning or purpose in our life, how quickly we tend to go to the spiritual junk food or just other stuff to satisfy that longing. And hence, we come to Sunday Mass not fully hungry, because we've tried to quench that hunger and that craving with other stuff. And we all know the different things that we try to plug into that. But there's so many different things that we can end up trying to put into it. You know, for example, during the course of the week, our hearts get restless, and we're longing for that deeper love that our hearts were made for. And how often we settle for stuff that will never fully, quench or satisfy that hunger. And it's such a common thing, and especially for our young adults, our high school teens, the stuff that we can plug in so easily to take care of that hunger, but it never really does. But it's a common thing for our young adults, our high school teens, to routinely spend hours a day just going through YouTube videos. Like, that's not an uncommon thing for someone to sit down and just binge watch all kinds of stuff, 2, 3, 4 hours. And some of the parents might think, well, my kid never does that. Well, actually, I mean, most of the studies say they probably are. But the point is that we plug stuff like that in. We plug in pornography. We plug in so much other stuff to try to satisfy that deeper hunger. What for you, what is the, in a typical week, what's the main go-to that you have when your heart gets restless, when things get a little bit quiet, maybe too quiet for you, and you get anxious? What is your typical go-to for what you tend to plug in, or in the image of the Eucharist here, that you tend to feed your heart or your soul with? What is that for you? I mean, think about that. Here's what I want to encourage you to do, is we will never fully be able to appreciate all that's given to us in the gift of the Lord's body and blood as long as we've got other stuff that we're going to during the week that we're trying to feed our hearts and our souls with. What's the main thing that you tend to go to? And my real simple encouragement to you is, what would happen if you deliberately stepped back from that in order to be able to let the hunger grow in your heart so that when you come back to Mass next Sunday, your heart is experiencing, maybe in a little bit of a painful way, but you're experiencing a real, genuine hunger for the Lord. And I want to put that challenge out to you, because when we open up the pantry of our spiritual life and we're letting the junk food temporarily curb our deepest hunger for the stuff that only God can give, when we do that, and we're doing that regularly, and we show up at Mass, we're not really going to be hungry for this gift. And then we begin to wonder, well, why do I even bother coming to Mass? So I don't want that to be the case with you. So the challenge to first figure out what is that main go-to thing that I've got that I'm using to satisfy that hunger, and then to be able to let go of that enough during the week that you come to Mass hungry for Him. And I want you to really, I mean, sincerely think about that, because until that happens, we will never, ever fully appreciate all that the Lord wants to give us in the Eucharist as long as we're trying to feed our hearts with the other stuff that very often is just the equivalent of the junk food. So a little bit of a challenge to help us really more deeply and fully appreciate the gift of the Lord's own body and blood.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.